Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
As we said earlier, changing parties is not such an unheard of idea. People often do it.
It's actually gotten more popular to do in the latter part of the 20th century.
You're absolutely right. I looked back over the list of the history of changing parties, and it's sped up. The lists for the last, say, 20, 30 years are much longer.
A lot of it in the South. I mean, the party shift went along with the shift from sort of traditional Democratic conservatism to Republican conservatism in the South. You got people like Richard Shelby and Phil Graham.
Yeah, I mean, the parties themselves have changed so much that it's probably not surprising that the politicians would change parties. And in fact, at this point, at least 13 state lawmakers in 5 states have left the Democratic Party since the November 2nd midterm elections were held. Those states are Georgia, Louisiana, Maine, South Dakota, and Alabama. And we're now joined by 2 conservative Democrats who are now liberal Republicans. I think that's pretty accurate, wouldn't you say, Walker Hines?
Well, I don't know if I would describe it completely as a liberal Republican. I'm more of a centrist, as I describe myself. But
okay, you're in the third year of your 4-year term as representing District 95, which includes the city of New Orleans in the Louisiana House of Representatives. And you'll forgive me if I ask a question that must be on a lot of people's minds, which is, it changing to the Republican Party at this point kind of sounds like moving to the party that in the midterm elections took power. I mean, is that what it's about, moving to the winner?
No, it's really not, Celeste. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it was really about putting my principles over popularity. This was actually a very unpopular decision in my own legislative district. I represent an urban area of the city of New Orleans, heavily Democratic, voted about 81% for Obama. So this is, again, not something that was popular within my own district, but, you know, as an elected official, I feel that I must balance my constituents' interests with my own leadership. And, you know, leadership does not always come easy. It takes making bold, often difficult decisions. And this is one of those decisions that I feel very comfortable with. And at the end of the night, you know, I have to live with my own conscience. And I think that, you know, this is consistent with my values and my principles. You know, from a historical context, the exodus of many white Southern conservative Democrats to the Republican Party has been going on for over a decade now. Particularly in the South, we have a long history of voting Republican in national elections, and then you know, local and state elections, mostly Democrats. And now we, you know, the National Democratic Party, led by President Obama and Nancy Pelosi, from my experience, has ostracized cultural conservative Democrats so much that most, you know, including myself, could no longer feel comfortable remaining a Democrat.
All right. Well, let me ask Ellis Black, a fifth-term Georgia General Assembly representative from the 174th District of Georgia. Ellis Black, was this a popular move for you to change from a conservative?
It's been well received within my district. My district is rural, and it has went through that transition. 10 years ago, when I was first elected, over 90% of the people voted in the Democratic primary. In this last election, majority of people voted in Republican primary. So I've always felt like I had an obligation to represent the constituents and vote their thinking. And I've always voted conservative and voted with Republicans a lot of the time. And there was the transition on party has nothing to do with, you know, that. It's just the transition within the voters that are just no longer following the historical patterns.
Well, give me, I mean, obviously we don't have a huge amount of time, but give me one specific example on an issue in which voting as a Republican is going to represent your constituents better than voting as a Democrat.
On specific issues,
yeah.
I don't think party comes into, a factor. Issues are decided, and I've always decided issues on the issues, not party, and will continue to do so. The problem having to run in primaries, we lose our best candidates so often in primaries. General elections, in most times, better candidates gonna win. Now we did have some exceptions this last go around. I feel like. But early on, I would was reluctant to run as a Republican because no one voted in this area hardly in the Republican primary, and so it made you very vulnerable to someone that
just came in at the last minute. Right. Well, Walker Hines, let me ask you. I mean, to a certain extent, the voters may have a right in your case to feel betrayed. In for the people who voted for a Democrat, who elected you as a Democrat, to change party might make them think, well, we should have a new election. That's not who we elected. What would you say to the people who feel like you've betrayed the person they voted for?
Sure. Well, I think actually Louisiana is unique. We have open primaries, so we don't have closed primaries. Actually, my opponent was also a Democrat. There was out of my seven in my primary election, six of the seven were Democrats. There was one Republican. I think she came in second to last. So, again, I represent a heavily Democratic district. People did not vote for me because I was a Democrat and the alternative was a Republican. I actually had a lifelong Democrat against me.
Well, wait a second. Just one second, Walker. The only Republican that was in the primaries came in second to last. So the argument could be made that they still wanted a Democrat in that office.
Well, I'll tell you right now, from my experience, from the emails and the phone calls I received after, because I received a lot of attention in Louisiana because, you know, my switch put the party, the Republicans, with a plurality for the first time in history since Reconstruction. The majority of them, especially my African-American constituents, have basically asked me to remain independent, to do what I can to fight for them, especially with constituent services. That's what people care most about when it comes to state government. They want people to return their phone calls. They need help with Social Security, disability payments. They need help with health care issues. And so those are things, again, that are not partisan issues. And this is not a partisan state, Louisiana. We've had a heavily Democratic majority in the legislature for the past 4 years, and we have a Republican Speaker of the House. Myself and others, 13 others, I believe, voted for a Republican Speaker when we were first elected. And we didn't take any heat for that because it was a regionalism issue. The Republican Speaker happens to be from New Orleans, and his alternative was a rural Democrat. So I think there's other issues at play there. And again, I'm confident that this is something that's consistent with my own principles, something that's consistent and in the best interest of my district, and may, in fact, make me more effective as a Republican in an overwhelmingly Republican-leaning state now.
Okay, well, that's Walker Hines, State House Representative for the City of New Orleans. He's finishing up the third year of his four-year term. And Ellis Black joined us. He's a fifth-term Georgia General Assembly Representative for the 174th District of Georgia. I'd be really interested to hear from people in some of these districts in Georgia, Louisiana, Maine, South Dakota, Alabama, whose representative has switched parties. Do you feel that it's either going to better be able to represent you or something else? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE if your representative has changed parties.